it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, that's something you don't want to see. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of hearing their names mentioned. Exhale, it ain't going to happen. It's all about platforms, devices, the various different ways you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe, would you explain it to the people?
I sure will, Bob. There are so many ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go with you via your devices. Starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, and perhaps even a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. And if you're part of this wonderful country and you're serving this country, no better thing for us to give you a little bit of entertainment, hopefully, and during this Christmas and holiday season. You're away from home, we get it. The family, they'll call you, you can write. Maybe a few of you get to go home. For the most part, it doesn't work out that way. If we could bring you a little warmth and comfort, we're happy and proud to be a part of it.
Well said, Bob. We thank all of those good people for their service to the greatest country in the world. It's going to be a mixed bag hump day edition of The Attack. There'll be a little midweek NFL news. We'll take the temperature of the NBA, which we haven't done since the start of the regular season. Perhaps some baseball. And at the end of it all, 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Adam Greeter, St. Paul Pioneer Press, will join us. We'll preview the Holiday Bowl and talk the latest on Minnesota Golden Gophers football. All next on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256. Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
Well, that is the exchange between Richard Sherman and that Seattle Sports Talk radio host at the end of Richard Sherman's weekly Tuesday afternoon press conference. And we'll use that to come back to the Spano and Black Attack as a way of jumping into the program here. We said we're going to start with the NFL, and where we're specifically going to start is with the behavior of Richard Sherman, a smart, intelligent, articulate man who gone screwed a little up. Bit too far, Bob. You know, that's the realities of the situation. So, you know, we probably should dive right into this. And, you know, as you said, screwed up. There's a choice of words. To me, it's a guy who's gone too far. He is a terrific football player, and I don't think I'm going out on any great limb there in describing Richard Sherman as a terrific and elite football player. He's made the Pro Bowl again. He has bigger aspirations, of course, playing in the Super Bowl instead, which would allow him to skip the Pro Bowl. But he makes the Pro Bowl again, is a leader of one of the better defenses in the National Football League. He's a smart man, educated at Stanford. He's articulate. We've all heard him speak. But he's often on this line between driven and intense and maniacal. He's very outspoken, and sometimes what he says is not always in the best of taste. I'll say it like that. And sometimes the choice of words, the choice of phraseology for a guy who's so articulate, so open, and so honest, sometimes when he opens his mouth, he makes some very poor choices with what comes out of his mouth.
I think that's a fair statement. You know, he is a living on the edge kind of guy when it comes to his public persona. He is articulate. He's a smart guy. He was obviously dealing with some frustration because it was almost a redo, and for people who weren't aware of it, another inside the red zone, inside the five pass attempt that almost ended up in a turnover, not dissimilar to the Super Bowl. And he vetted his frustrations to the coaching staff, and Bevel in particular, and it spilled over into the interview with Jim Moore from ESPN, I believe it was 710, out of Seattle. And, you know, it ended up being a conversation.
Let me correct you. It wasn't an interview. This was from the Tuesday presser, Bob. This was actually at the end of Richard Sherman's weekly Tuesday presser, and it was Jim Moore asked some tough but fair questions. And you're right, Jim Moore, out of C's, a Seattle sports talk radio host, and he had asked some tough but fair questions about Richard Sherman's criticism of Darrell Bevell, and at that point, Sherman went off threatening to, quote-unquote, ruin his career by making sure that his, you know, press credentials for Seattle Seahawks games and events would be revoked, implying that he had such power.
Right, which was way out of line. way out of line. And, you know, again, the questions were tough. They were fair. One thing that Moore did, which all of us in our business have a tendency to do sometimes, is rather than directly ask a question, he tried to put what his interpretation of what Sherman was doing into the question. And sometimes that ends up, you know, what we call a leading question. That's not what you need to do in that situation. So I'll put a little bit of this on Jim Moore. He was trying to bait him to a certain degree with the vocabulary used in his question. Sherman took the bait, and he shouldn't have. And he should have been above that. And, you know, again, bright guy, sometimes says and does the wrong thing. It looked really bad all the way around. From just a flat-out PR perspective, it was a bad move for Richard Sherman.
That's an extremely fair statement. And again, I understand in some ways Richard Sherman's frustration, but just because a pass on the 1 yard line didn't work in the Super Bowl, and in your mind, that play call choice cost you a Super Bowl, does not mean that Darrell Bevell could never call a pass on the 1 yard, you know, on the opposition 1 yard line going in for a touchdown ever again without receiving the wrath of Richard Sherman. It's rather ridiculous. And I understand Richard Sherman's feelings, and I understand, you know, that this intensity and this, you know, close to the edge mentality is one of the things that fuels his success as a great football player. I get all of those things. But to be pushing this far, yeah. Darrell Bevell's the offensive coordinator, and he's been a brilliant one who has helped foster the development of Russell Wilson and these receivers who were not highly coveted or highly drafted, and has turned this into an offense that went from something that just rode in the wagon that was being pulled by the defense to an equal partner in all of
right.
this. Let Darrell Bevell call his plays. There, I think Richard Sherman is going way too far. And again, you know, I heard his explanation. We've seen this all before. One of the things that makes this team unique is that we live on the edge, is that we're willing to express ourselves in this way, and we're encouraged to do so by our coaching staff. I get all of this stuff, and I'm paraphrasing. None of that is a direct quote.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing, in essence, his message to many of us over these last few days in any opportunities had to speak since we saw the outburst on Sunday. But the realities are, at some point, players got to play, coaches got to coach. If you're on defense, you worry about your assignments on defense and let Darrell Bevell and the offensive personnel take care of things on offense. At the same time, the realities are, with this team, the way they're galvanized with Pete Carroll and the success that they've had and continue to have, I don't think there's an offense versus defense situation.
No.
I don't think there's a disconnect between the two sides of the ball and the players. And I don't think you're starting to see here what you may be starting to see in Denver. I just think it's a very outspoken Richard Sherman taking an offensive coordinator to task. And in Jim Moore, we had him basically in his own way, slightly leading way, as you said, making the point that, hey, just because the play didn't work once doesn't mean we're never going to see it again. And isn't Darrell Bevell just trying to call plays that would work in this situation? And then Richard Sherman went off from there. So
right.
In many ways, again, Sherman lives on the edge. He's smart. He's intelligent. He's a great player. It's this chip on his shoulder at times that fuels him and maybe gives him that extra push towards greatness. But sometimes it results in this articulate, intelligent, great player saying and doing some real stupid and, in all reality, relatively harmless things.
Yeah,
to wrap it up, and then I'll let you run with this probably in the next segment. To be fair, as we've also said, after this was all said and done and after the outburst, Richard had some regrets. And in his own way, he took to social media and apologized, implying, hey, I have no control over the, you know, the granting and revoking of press credentials. And I'm sorry I let my temper get the better of me. So he's looking to move forward. Jim Moore's going to move forward because his credentials aren't going to be revoked. And everybody will wash their hands of the whole thing in many ways, much ado about nothing, but a little bit of an insight into a very tightly wound Richard Sherman and a gentleman who doesn't always make great decisions, but is fueled by that anger and chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. And in reflection, he got it right. But unfortunately, when the horse is out of the corral, as it were, it's very difficult to put it back in. I do want to put a final thought on that on the other side.
And we'll let you do just that. You'll weigh in with your final thoughts on the Richard Sherman Jim Moore saga. We'll then move on to other news around the National Football League, including Pro Bowl selections are made. We'll talk about who made it, who didn't, who should have made it. All that more next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
The two of you are a disaster. And together, you're beyond description.
Yeah, but it still adds up to better than the West Coast, doesn't it? Welcome back to the Attack. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Was I being goaded there, Joe?
Perhaps. Could be the case. Could be.
It's a possibility. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Joe, just a couple of last thoughts on this. I could have understood what came out of Richard Sherman's mouth more if it had happened immediately after the game on Sunday, as opposed to when he had a couple of days to cool off, because I'm sure it was eerily reminiscent to him of the Super Bowl. And in the heat of the moment, it would have been much more understandable than, because yeah, I'm sure he was revisiting it in his mind. But on Tuesday, when he had a little bit of time to think about it, there was really no excuse. That's number one. And again, I do want to hearken back to what Jim Moore said. You know, I don't know the guy. I'm not going to knock the guy as far as what he's able to do or not able to do. But guys in our business, and we've seen it, we've been at many press conferences and over and over and over again, they think they know more than the players and the coaches. They don't. And unless you played on the professional level, or at least the collegiate level, you don't know as much as the guy that's on the field putting on the pads or making the X's and O's. And again, I'll just take it to what, you know, he said. He tells Sherman that he didn't understand that Bevel is trying to call plays he thinks will work and that Sherman thinks he has a better handle of what's being called. That's a provocative, it's not even really a question. It's a statement. And he was looking to push the button got pushed, and Sherman responded to it. Sherman should be better than that. I'm not excusing it. But Jim Moore, in this particular instance, and I don't know if he does it on a regular level, was trying to be provocateur there and succeeded. So he got the response that he wanted, but I think he looked like a fool as well. Sherman, you know, just looked like a bigger fool.
I don't really agree. I thought he was... Will I say there was some baiting? You know, and I'm never an apologist for, you know, the people that do what we do and our colleagues. You know that.
Oh no, absolutely.
But I thought the question was justified because in this, from the standpoint of, much as I asked, and again, I didn't play on a professional level. Do I know quite as much about defenses and offenses as Richard Sherman or Daryl Bevel or John Gruden or you name it? No. But I know enough that I can ask this question. I probably know more than Jim Moore. No offense to Jim Moore, whoever the hell he is. Right. But I do, you know, I know a lot about this and maybe, and the question does deserve to be asked. And if you look at it in the light that I looked at it, because it didn't work during the Super Bowl and in your mind and in the mind of many people, this questionable play call cost the Seattle Seahawks the second of what would have been back-to-back Super Bowl championships. Does that mean Daryl Bevel can never call for a pass play on a goal-to-go situation from the one-yard line again without hearing about it from Richard Sherman? Do you never think that there's going to be the right time for that? I find that hard to believe, and that's where I take Richard Sherman to task.
Absolutely.
I get it. It didn't work, but you're a different football team now. You don't have beast mode. And Thomas Rawls at times hasn't looked like beast mode, and there's nobody else back there that does. If you know, it's clear. Daryl Bevel thought that was the best option to have success and get in the end zone. And you can't tell me, just because Richard Sherman knows more about offensive football than I do, you can't tell me that there's never an opportunity and never a chance that that play is going to work again and be the best option for you on a first and goal, on a goal to go situation from the 1 yard line, and that every time Daryl Bevel makes that play call, that Richard Sherman should start screaming about it. You can't tell me that, and I think that's where Jim Moore was going, and I don't really have a problem with that line of questioning.
Well, again, if it was a question, I wouldn't have a problem with it. It wasn't a question, it was a statement. He told Sherman directly that he didn't understand that Bevel is trying to call plays he thinks.
No, he asked him, do you not understand? I don't think he told him. I think the tone was more asking than telling.
See, I think it was more telling than asking, but I get it. Either way, Sherman was wrong. There's no question about it. But, you know, again, terminology does matter. And, you know, but Sherman made a stupid mistake. As you said, he owned up to it on social media. I do think in next week's presser, they will have their kumbaya moment, and I'm sure it will be fine. But it certainly made Sherman look bad. And for a guy who is bright, he needs to be more aware of how he responds to things as well. Like I said, I'm putting 90% of this on Richard Sherman. I'm putting 10% on Jim Moore.
Now, to split hairs, I'm putting quite a bit more than 90% on Sherman. I'm putting very little, if any at all, really on Jim Moore. And again, not the first time down this road for Richard Sherman. As I said, you know, that chip on his shoulder is what fuels his success. That chip on his shoulder and that outspoken nature is what sometimes brings up these situations. Realities are, as we said in the last segment, there's no divide here. This team is still fine. As far as any feud between one side of the ball and the other, Sherman and the coaching staff, that's much ado about nothing. As you said, next Tuesday's presser, they probably have their kumbaya moment. Everybody's happy. We all move on.
Yep.
Pro Bowl. 88 players, 44 from the AFC, 44 from the NFC, selected to the Pro Bowl. Why they don't just make it a 53-man roster, I have no idea. You need a 53-man roster to play through a season of the NFL. Why not just select 53 from each league to send to the Pro Bowl instead of 44?
Because there's no contact.
I get it, but, you know, if you're selecting a team, well, select a full team, if not even more. I mean, you know, in baseball, the all-star team is actually bigger. I believe the rosters for the all-star team are actually bigger than the 25-man roster. They don't all of a sudden go to the all-star game and say, hey, we'll select 18 guys. You know, it's kind of silly. I don't know that it matters much. I don't care about the game. I won't watch it. You won't watch it. They're no longer choosing up sides like shirts versus skins. It's now AFC versus NFC. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't see any snubs worth noting. I do find it interesting that the starting quarterback for the AFC is Tom Brady, who lost a quarter of the season, and the starting running back for the AFC is Le'Veon Bell, who lost three games.
Right. That's fair. That stuck out for me, too. Look, we spend more time talking about who made it than we do talking about the game when they actually play it. So, to be fair, it is an honor for these players. Most of these guys, well, not most of them, but a big chunk of these guys won't even show up to play the game. And
some will be in the Super Bowl.
Right. Some will be injured and some will, just decide not to go.
After they've been there 1,000 times, the trip to Hawaii is not so cool. For the first timers, they'll be honored and they'll be happy to go.
Yeah, well, this one's in Orlando.
Trip to Hawaii. So. That's right. You're right. You're right. This one's in Orlando, which means even fewer people go. Because
exactly. we all been to Disney World.
Right. So that said, you're right. It is in Orlando. They moved it back from Hawaii to Orlando for this year. I don't know if it goes back to I don't know.
You know what it does say, Joe, and we've talked about it many times. They used the gimmick for the last couple of years of choosing up sides, shirts versus skins, as you described it. It didn't put any more interest into the game. Eventually, I don't know. I guess with some new collective bargaining agreement somewhere down the line, they'll probably eliminate the game. And it'll just be the honor of being selected. Maybe they'll have a banquet and they'll have a ceremony that the guys will show up for and all that kind of good stuff. But this game, as constituted, can't continue to exist because nobody gives a bleep.
That's a pretty fair statement. I mean, you know, you talk about this edition and you mentioned the honor. The honor is what it is. For a lot of these guys, there's a bonus in their contract for being chosen to the Pro Bowl, and that honor comes with a check, and that makes them happy. But with it not even being in Hawaii, beyond the first-timers, the guys who have been chosen to a bunch of these will certainly find a reason not to go because, again, as I said, it's in Orlando. You know, it's a lot more attainable trip than the trip to Hawaii. So, you know,
the significant other may not have been Hawaii. They've certainly been to Florida.
Right. These 88, right? You know, because they chose 44 aside. These 88, out of these 88, between those that will be participating in the Super Bowl, quite possibly, and those that have real injuries. Those that have phantom injuries, those that don't want to go, they're going to choose another, I don't know, 20 or 30. So all those guys that ultimately you could make a case were snubbed, they'll all get picked. Some of them will go. And then Some of them won't go, and we'll go to the next group. If you remember last year, by the time they got done choosing, they were down to the sixth or seventh best quarterback in each conference because of people that didn't want to go. So all those guys that got snubbed, they'll be unsnubbed, whether it be Sean Lee, whether it be Matt Stafford. You know, the list goes on and on. You know, there's a handful of guys that deserve to go. LeGarrette Blount comes to mind that didn't get the initial honor. Mm-hmm. Maybe they get it in the second phase. For those that want to take it, they'll take it. For those that want, the honor will move on down the line. It's kind of like season tickets. Well, we went through everybody that had season tickets. We went through the rating list. We'll go back around again, and eventually we'll reach out further. That's what they'll do with the Pro Bowl. That's how they fill it every year. And eventually a bunch of mediocre guys go with some real established quality all-pro caliber players. More NFL next on the attack. Keep it where it is.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity. So I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got Gerard, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
And there's no crying in baseball. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe Spano, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. You know, Joe, we talk about this, but the honor for some of these guys, what was interesting in some cases, and you talked about Brady missing a quarter of the season, Le'Veon Bell missing three games. You know, I was looking at some of the additions to the roster, and it was a little bit more on the NFC roster. But one that stuck out a little bit on the AFC roster was the fact that Jadeveon Clowney made the Pro Bowl. stepped up a little bit this year after the injury to J.J. Watt, and he was recognized for it by making this team.
Yeah, I mean, there's nobody I see on either of these rosters that doesn't belong there, whether it be the three quarterbacks, Tom Brady as the starter, Derek Carr and Ben Roethlisberger on the AFC side as reserves, Le'Veon Bell starting for the AFC at the running back position. DeMarco Murray's had a terrific year, as has Shady McCoy. How do you argue with any of these wide receivers? Antonio Brown, Amari Cooper, AJ Green, T.Y. Hilton, tight ends of Travis Kelce and Delanie Walker, Joe Thomas, Donald Penn, Taylor Lewan for the Titans as tackles, Marshall Yanda, you know, Osemele for the Raiders, David DeCastro for the Steelers, and that newfound improved offensive line. Rodney Hudson for the Raiders, who outside of the Cowboys have the best offensive line in football. Marquise Pouncey for the Steelers. Again, all of a sudden, the offensive line of the Steelers over the last couple of years has become a strength instead of a weakness.
Yeah, you know, go ahead.
The resurgent, you know, Cameron Wake and Khalil Mack. You talked about Jadeveon Clowney on defense. Geno Atkins, who's been a machine and a beast for years at defensive tackle, along with Ndamukong Suh. And Jarrell Casey, best player in the league that probably nobody knows about. I can go on the rest of the way. Von Miller, Lorenzo Alexander, Brian Arakpo. You know, you get through the defense. But there's really nobody here that didn't earn, you know, one of these 44 spots. I don't see anybody. It's not like in Major League Baseball where the fans voted for somebody who basically has been out the entire season and the Kansas City Royals stuffed the ballot box or whatever the scenario is. I'm not seeing any of that here. So, you know, I have no squawks with who's on these rosters for either side. I ran down most of the AFC side. We can dive into the NFC side in a minute, but clearly you're itching to get something out, so go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, well, no, it was more just along the fact of I looked at some of the guys that perhaps were underachieving a little bit in their career who have stepped up their game to a certain point. One that really stuck out was Jadeveon Clowney, a guy that we've both been critical of. We understood why he was taken by some quarter. But also, as you said at one point with the draft, you wouldn't have taken him with the number one overall pick. And he's starting to evolve as a player. For him, he's one of those guys that falls into that category, I think, that it's nice for him to get some recognition on the fact he's been working at his craft and he's starting to play up to the level that people were anticipating when he came into the league. As you said, there was nobody on that list that didn't deserve in one form or another. Of course, we knew the two Cowboys were going to get the recognition that they deserve. But again, as rookies going on to that roster, Dak and Ezekiel, that's a nice honor for them going forward. And then some of the usual suspects, you know. I mean, how can you argue with Travis Frederick and Alex Mack? You can't. You know, had they reversed them, it would have been fine too. And then you get some of the usual suspects as well, the guys like the Aaron Donalds and the Gerald McCoys and the Fletcher Coxes. And these are good players. Vic Beasley evolving into a star in this league. And some guys who are still veterans but maintaining that high level of play. Landon Collins, too, another one that stepped up. He's earned his way onto that roster.
Jack Rabbit, Janoris Jenkins as well. And
yep. Yep.
You know, you go back to the offensive side of it. A couple of first-time Pro Bowlers in David Johnson and Devonta Freeman at the running back position behind Ezekiel Elliott have both had terrific years. David Johnson, you know, 14 straight games, I believe, starting this season, 100 yards or more from scrimmage each of the first 14 games of the season. I know it was 13 games going into last week. I'm not sure if he reached that 100 yards, but he very quietly on a team that's been very disappointing has had an incredible year, and he earned every bit of that honor. So that spotlights some guys. I mean, you know, you look and you can go look up the list. You know, I mentioned the resurgence of Cameron Wake coming off the Achilles tendon injury, and he's just had a wonderful year. So,
that's
a
good one.
You know, all in all, every one of those 88 guys earned their right to be in the 2017 Pro Bowl. Of those 88, how many will be there remains to be seen. Again, you know, these guys that I feel were slighted and We went over some. Sean Lee, you know, I mean, Sean Lee is an all-over-the-field linebacker leading a defense that is playing much better than the talent of their personnel. Matt Stafford, talk of an MVP candidate this year. There's certainly room for him there. LeGarrette Blount leading the league with 15 rushing touchdowns, over 1,000 yards on nearly 5 yards a carry.
You know the thing with LeGarrette Blount. The only way he can be on that roster is if Bill Belichick is coaching him. He's the only coach in the league that can coach him.
Maybe you're right. And there are others. There's Snacks Damon Harrison, who's had a terrific year in leading a resurgence Giants defense. You could make a case for Olivier Vernon. Jordy Nelson, who everybody said wasn't bouncing back all that well for injury. He's got 82 receptions and over 1,000 yards this year. Yep. So, I mean, and there's others I'm sure I missed. Those are just guys that are coming to my mind off the top of my head. There's more. But the realities are none of the initial 88 are undeserving of their spot. Each and every one of the guys I mentioned, you could make a case that maybe they've eclipsed somebody, or if the rosters were bigger, these would certainly be the first guys added on. So, again, we paid more attention to the Pro Bowl in discussing who's on the rosters, it's an indication of who's had those big years and who's earned those honors, than we'll actually spend on it when the game is played. Because, by the way, of these 88, I'm guessing somewhere between 20 and 30 of them won't be there. And the guys that we talked about, some of them will go, some won't. And as I said before, by the time they actually get down to playing this game, there's a handful of true Pro Bowl caliber and All-Pro players, and it's kind of split down the middle. Half are those guys, and half are some pretty darn good football players who basically, by default of a whole bunch of people not going, are taking the honor of being there.
Yep, it's the All-Pro and then the very good. It's what it comes down to, basically.
And it's an unwatchable football game. I think we all agree with that.
It really does. You know, you're watching minimal contact football, and rightfully so. We can understand why these guys don't want to hurt each other. But again, the relevance of the game continues to come into question, and they will have to do something about it somewhere down the line.
Absolutely, Bob. Let's stay with some NFL news the rest of this segment before maybe we switch gears in hour number two. We talked about the Pro Bowl, and again, we should probably mention, because we went through a lot of the selections, the two teams leading the selections, the Raiders with 7 and the Falcons with 6. Yeah. Cowboys with 5. So those are the three teams that, and every year you get a couple of those teams that really lead the way as far as the volume of Pro Bowlers they have picked. This year, Raiders with 7, Falcons with 6, Cowboys with 5. Those are the three biggies that we saw.
Yep, and the core of those teams justify the selections.
Absolutely right. Where do you want to go next? We talked Richard Sherman. We talked Pro Bowl. I know there's been some rumblings that Larry Fitzgerald is uncertain about his 2017 plans, despite having a terrific year. He hasn't lost a thing, and there looks like there's plenty more good football in the hands and legs of Larry Fitzgerald. However, disappointing year in Arizona. If Carson Palmer's at the end of the line, is Larry Fitzgerald willing to stick around while they break in a new young quarterback, or is maybe that the thing that ends up making him decide to retire? I certainly don't read much into anything that anybody talks about at the back end of a frustrating season. You know, I've said it many times, I'll say it again. You've got to wait at least 2 months, you know, after the end of somebody's season before you can really determine if what they're saying is accurate. You know, if they're still 2 months later saying, well, I don't know, they're going to retire because their commitment has wavered and they just don't want to do the things necessary to get out there on Sunday anymore.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement, and I think it's not dissimilar to what Steve Smith went through last year when he said he was going to hang it up. And it was such a sour taste in his mouth with the season that the Ravens had last year, that he decided to come back. And, you know, this year will be his last year. They may or may not.
Forgot the most significant part of all of that. He didn't go out on his own terms and that he got hurt. What?
Well, yeah, I know.
That was the most significant part. He wasn't actually. It was a bad year for the Ravens, and part of that was because he wasn't actually on the field for most of it. He got hurt. So he didn't get to go out. He didn't get to go out on his own terms. This year, it's been a better year, make the playoffs or not, but he's been on the field all year, and he gets to go out on a high note in some ways as far as his personal individual achievements, and he gets to go out on his own terms, not being carried off on his shield.
Well, and that's it, and I think that's a big part of it, as you said, but I also think the other part of it is team performance. You know, if Steve Smith was looking at a football team that didn't have a franchise quarterback, that didn't have a possibility to win, he might have gone out on his shield and not come back. What the hell's the sense of getting beat up again other than financial if you have absolutely no chance of winning? This year, they did have a chance to win. They may not make the playoffs, but at least they were competitive this year, and he does get to go out on his own terms. I think that's something Fitzgerald's going to have to look at in the offseason, depending on what happens with Carson Palmer. Was this performance this year an aberration of this Cardinal team, or is this Cardinal team on a bit of a downhill slide where he says to himself, you know, I don't know if I want to put it out there one more year. Let me go out on top. I've shown that I could still perform, but the team itself is not in a position to compete. I don't think that's the case, but I'm sure that's part of how he's going to evaluate it.
Well, I'll say it like this. Wait until at least 2 months after the Cardinals season ends before you believe anything that he says. A lot of the reservations are rooted in frustration right now of a down year. So a couple of months clear of the 2016 season, I think we'll have a much better idea where Larry Fitzgerald is. And I think the only thing, based on this year's performance and the general shape of the Arizona Cardinals roster, the only thing that's going to stop him from coming back for one more year in 2017 is if there ends up being uncertainty at the quarterback position that doesn't inspire him with confidence. I don't think he'll want to go through that. Anything short of that, I do expect him to return.
I think that's a fair statement. You know, he and Palmer have grown together. It kind of looked like Palmer was washed up when they got him. They rolled the dice on it, and it turned out to be a pretty good marriage. You know, again, the prospect of Drew Stanton as a caretaker or complete rookie coming in is probably not too appealing to Larry Fitzgerald, and it's completely understandable.
Fair enough, Bob. Take it wherever you want. Next, actually, we're getting up against it here, so we'll kind of wrap up the NFL talk in the short segment that ties a bow around hour number one and look ahead to changing directions a little bit in hour number two of this hump day edition of The Attack. Perhaps the two biggest humps you'll find anywhere. Joe Spano and Bob Black here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll be back to finish up the NFL talk and tie a bow around hour one right after this very short timeout.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Is that beautiful or what?
I don't know. It may fall into the or what category, but what the hell. Welcome back to the Attack. So walkie-talkies or self-gratification, Joe?
Surprised me.
Well, they certainly had an interesting day in San Diego, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And I'll leave that to you. I'll let you tell that story.
No. Anytime you see a security guard over by the cheerleaders, just pay attention. We shall leave it there. And the Giants get fined for using walkie-talkies to try to communicate to the huddle. I thought the fine was a little excessive, personally.
No, hey, you know what? It's a violation of rules where the Giants could have gotten a clear advantage. That walkie-talkie is reserved for the backup quarterback only. And coaches are, you know, the reason that that rule is implemented is so that at that 15-second point, you know, the NFL communication czars can cut off communication between coach and quarterback. So by taking the walkie, I understand, breakdown in communications, they don't have hand signals in this day and age with everything high-tech. They're not prepared for low tech. Somebody with Giants organization got creative, took Ryan Nassib's walkie-talkie and said, here, you know, give it here. You don't need it. And it was a smart move. It was a resourceful move. It was a clear advantage for the Giants, and they were fined accordingly. And the league acted swiftly and decisively, maybe in your mind tilted a little bit too far in the direction of stern punishment, because the Giants, it's perceived by others around the league that the Giants are always given favorable treatment because of John Mara's relationship with the league. And I think that's fair to say. Not only the Giants lose a bunch of money and Ben McAdoo lose a bunch of money, their fourth round pick has been moved to the very end of the draft behind all the compensatory picks from wherever it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Little heavy, I thought.
I don't think so. I think it's justified and fair. It keeps everybody quiet. Well, that's the end of hour one. Big hour two. We'll talk some NBA. We'll talk some college football. Right now, we're going to step aside, and Bob and I will be back with hour two of the Attack.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We know of no American citizens that were affected by the presumed terrorist attack in Berlin.
That's a U.S. State Department spokesman, as German authorities are hunting for the man they now believe staged that deadly truck attack at a German Christmas market on Monday night. They're now looking for a Tunisian man in his early to mid-20s. Authorities saying it's unclear if the attacker was alone or had help when he plowed his truck into that market, killing a dozen and injuring 45 others. North Carolina lawmakers meeting this morning to decide whether to repeal the state's controversial bathroom law. It requires people to use the restroom that matches their gender, not whichever one they identify with. It has cost the state millions of dollars thanks to boycotts and cancellations by people who called it an anti-transgender law. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the American Immigration Lawyers Association, AILA. During the campaign, Donald Trump called for changes to immigration policy that, if implemented, will be starkly different from President Obama's. Now that he is president-elect, there is a lot of fear and misinformation among immigrants and their families as to what impact the election will have. William Stock, President, American Immigration Lawyers Association, AILA.
While there are a lot of things a president can do on immigration, the Trump administration will not be enacting any policy changes in a vacuum. Immigrants, communities, and the public will need to help ensure that any policy changes not only reflect our values as a nation, but also respect our country's principles of due process and fairness, and the important role that immigration has played in building our great nation.
For 70 years, AILA has advocated for fair and reasonable immigration law. AILA is urging the immigrant community to arm themselves with the facts they need to understand their legal rights. For more information, visit AILA.org.
The New York, New Jersey terrorist bombing suspect pleading not guilty to charges that he tried to kill some New Jersey police officers during his September capture. Sharon Reed has an update.
Wearing handcuffs, shackles around his ankles, and a bulletproof vest, accused bomber Ahmad Khan Rahami needed help as he sat down in the Union County courtroom to enter pleas of not guilty. During the brief hearing, the prosecutor told the judge that no plea deal will be offered. Rahami has already pleaded not guilty to the September bombing in Manhattan that injured more than 30 people. He's also charged with setting off a pipe bomb on the Jersey Shore and planting another bomb that failed to detonate at the Elizabeth train station. Sharon Reed, New York.
The U.S. Navy is going to bring back its rating titles for sailors, a change that had been met with backlash after Navy Secretary Ray Mabus made the initial decision in September to promote gender neutrality by eliminating the word man from about two dozen Navy and Marine job titles. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
More than two dozen people are dead after an explosion south of the border. It happens at a fireworks marketplace in Mexico. It happened as the country's largest fireworks market, about 20 miles north of Mexico City, was doing a brisk business. At least 29 people killed and another 70 people were injured. It's a story of recovery and redemption involving a Glendale, Arizona woman. The inspiring story's gone viral. Here's Jason Campidonia.
DJ Hall was addicted to meth, cocaine, and heroin and has posted pictures to social media showing the toll her lifestyle was taking on her. In December of 2012, Hall was arrested by federal agents hours after her grandfather let her know that the lifestyle that was wearing her down was hurting him. She says she made a promise to get clean right then and there. Now Hall is a picture of health and people are starting to notice. Her post on Facebook has been seen around the world and it's all thanks to a Christmas promise she made her grandpa. Jason Campidonia.
Singer-songwriter James Taylor will not be performing in the Philippines as the five-time Grammy Award winners announced that he will be canceling a concert in Manila due to executions of suspected drug offenders without trials. The Philippine president has been criticized over his aggressive campaign against drugs in that country. Taylor says the reports of executions out of that country are unacceptable to anyone who loves the rule of law. You can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
Okay, Duke. We're out of here. Good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Happy hump day to you all. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. If you want to join the conversation, dial us up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. In just a moment, we'll set the table for hour number two. But before we do that, let's run down the myriad of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your devices. Starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, that's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. You got those great apps, and everybody in this day and age, it's all about apps on the computer, taking things on the go with you. There's iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable, any device you can think of, whether it's Android-based, whether it's Apple-based, whether it's Windows-based. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they also all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we thank each and every one of those service people for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. That said, this hour, we're done with the football. There's really not much more football NFL variety left to get to. We gave you the midweek hump day news. We'll switch gears. We'll take the temperature of the NBA, and it's the first time, really, since the NBA regular season began about 2 months ago, that we're really going to dive in and take a deep look at the NBA. We'll do that for a big chunk of this hour, and then we'll roll into all the latest out of the Minnesota Golden Gophers football program with Andy Greeter from the St. Paul Pioneer. That's all next on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for
for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Well, if that's said, well, then it must be true. Welcome back to The Attack, Bob Black. Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And what do you say, my friend? We jump into a little NBA and take it away.
Absolutely, Bob. It's now a good time. You know, we're a decent chunk of the way through the season. We're about 2 months in, and really this weekend, normally Christmas Day would be the first time that the NBA takes center stage in the American sports landscape. But this year is one of the years where they get short shrift a little bit. And you're probably saying, well, what do you mean, Joe?
Thank
you. Right on cue. This is one of those years where, because Christmas Eve falls on a Saturday and Christmas Day falls on a Sunday, that the NFL plays some football and puts some marquee matchups on Christmas Day. So those five games starting at noon going all the way to 1 a.m., on Boxing Day, that usually give the NBA its undisputed center stage of the American sports world for the first time in their entire young season. Well, they're going to do a lot of sharing, and a couple of their marquee matchups aren't going to get that attention. But, you know, they're nearing a third of the way through the season, and we haven't talked much about the NBA, so now would be a good time to kind of take a look at who's playing well, who's not, who's exceeded our expectations, who's disappointed us thus far, and just kind of take a temperature of the league. Because up until, you know, probably February, there's going to be only a handful of days where the NBA gets any real attention, as you have NFL playoffs coming up and taking center stage, a very interesting conclusion to the regular season coming up. You've got college football playoffs. So until we get through and into early February and through the Super Bowl, the NBA is going to be rarely at the forefront of our discussions and of the American sports landscape. So it's a hump day. There's not a ton going on. We hit all the notable NFL news. Now it's a good time to go take a temperature of the NBA.
Yeah, no question about it. I want to start out west, and it's not where you would think we would start, talking about Golden State and San Antonio and all that kind of good stuff. What I expected to happen is happening in one particular area, and a couple of my surprises, in not necessarily a good way, are happening as well out west. My expected was the Dallas Mavericks. It was going to happen. They didn't have any success drawing in the offseason and getting the big-time free agents to commit. Dirk's getting old, but he still can play, but there's really not much around him. And at 7-21, they're exactly where I expected them to be in the lexicon of the NBA West.
Well, bottom out, and you know what? The good news is maybe they hit the lottery, literally, as well as figuratively, and that's their chance to turn this thing around, Bob. You know, as you said, they've struck out year after year in free agency. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. But Donnie Nelson and Mark Cuban have been very smart. They haven't settled for spending money on the wrong guys. They've been able to manage to stay competitive and always keep salary cap flexibility. This go around, they're not competitive anymore. Maybe they get lucky. They get right near or at the very top of the lottery. You know they won't screw up the pick. You know they'll get a star. And then all of a sudden, they become an attractive place to go, and they can get some of the right free agents to take their money. And who knows, maybe they turn it around, or maybe they don't. But I think the chances are pretty good with their management structure. The fact that they always have a plan doesn't always come to fruition. And when it doesn't, they don't overreact. I think the Dallas Mavericks will bottom out, but very quickly turn it around because of the structure of that organization and how savvy they are in going about their business.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And they also started to get a couple of pieces into place as well. Again, Dirk isn't at the end of the road yet, but his 12.9 points per game is showing that it's starting to happen. But Harrison Barnes has paid off for them, Joe. He's averaging 20 points a game. And, you know, he's getting it done, but he's getting it done on an individual level because, again, there's not many pieces around him. And unfortunately, on this Dallas Maverick team, a guy like Andrew Bogut is a part that, you know, they need more offense out of the middle. He can't give it to them. He gives them defense. He gives them rebounding, and he gives them passing. But he doesn't give them the points they need in this current edition of the Dallas Mavericks. And it's showing in the win-loss columns.
Fair statement, Bob. Very fair statement. Did you have someplace else you wanted to go? You mentioned one disappointment in the Dallas Mavericks. Talk about disappointing. I'll give another. You've been telling me this team's going to win games for, I don't know, about 3 years and two coaches.
Yeah, I know right where you're going.
Minnesota Timberwolves, 8-19. I guess they're still young and still learning how to win. The talent is there. I'm just wondering when it happens. Tibbs is there. It will happen. It's just not happening yet.
You know, you're 100% right. I mean, I can't offer up any defense on why this team is not playing better other than the fact of an adjustment period with a new coach. And they have to buy into defense because he is about defense without sacrificing what they can do offensively. And they have big-time offensive players on there. But if you don't play any defense, you don't win basketball games in the National Basketball Association unless you're the Houston Rockets. And they ain't the Houston Rockets. And I guess there will have to be an evaluation after the season with this coach. Do these players fit? I mean, I can't see a reboot all over again. But when you look at their big three, they should be performing a hell of a lot better than what they are.
That's fair. We'll see when it comes together. I expect that it will, but, you know, as you say, maybe it never does and pieces get moved. The right coach is there. Tibbs will figure it out one way or another because they'll make everybody accountable. Now, staying in the West, I guess on the plus side of things, you mentioned the Houston Rockets. They finally had their 11-game winning streak snapped by San Antonio last night. They're 21-8 on the year. Again, they don't play any defense. Give up 106 points a night, but they're putting in almost 113, and James Harden is having an MVP Oscar Robertson-like season.
Yeah. I mean, it's when they get to the playoffs, and they will it matter then that they don't play defense? In my opinion, probably.
More than likely.
But as of right now, they're playing really first-rate basketball. And, you know, credit to Coach D'Antoni. This is the kind of team he needs to coach with the lead player that he needs to coach. And both of them are getting it done, both he and Harden. You know, you can't quibble. Whether or not the Daryl Morey D'Antoni tandem will bring them to the promised land. Well, we'll see.
I have my reservations.
Yeah, so do I. But they're certainly getting it done right now. You know, one other area, Joe, before I let you run a little bit, Anthony Davis and the New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh. You know, it really is an awe story, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's my other – I expected it to be better. They're 10 games under 500 already, and he's the best big man in the game, and he's going to leave New Orleans. And honestly, they'll be no worse off than they are now because they can't win with him. You know, the old Branch Rickey line, we finished in last with you. We'll finish last without you.
Well, how can I argue with that? You know, he's a great player. Whatever they've surrounded him with, it's either gotten injured or just hasn't worked. You know, moving on from Monty Williams and bringing in Alvin Gentry, that made all the difference in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Oops. Yeah. You know, me and you complained about that firing at the time, talking about how good a job Monty Williams did. And I think in many ways we've been proven or borne out to be correct in that Alvin Gentry hasn't done anything. They went from a team that was building upon 50-win success to one of the doormats of the league. And as you said, they're going to lose their superstar at some point. They extended his contract. So for them to lose him, they're going to have to trade him and try and get a cavalcade of parts, Bob. So I don't know that that happens, or does he stay there frustrated on his own? We'll address that next and more NBA discussion right after this very brief timeout.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My kind of team, Charlie, is my kind of team.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, and Andy Greeter at 40 after the hour. And we'll be talking some Minnesota Gopher football as there's some strange things going on up there. He comes from the St. Paul Pioneer Press. But we're talking NBA right now. And, Joe, we're talking New Orleans Pelicans. And you're 100% right. With the extension, Anthony Davis isn't going to be going anywhere, but he's going to be a very high-paid, unhappy player stuck in the Big Easy.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they try and move him to the right team that's a player away, but highly unlikely. As you know, he signed a big contract extension recently, which pays him somewhere in the area between, I believe, somewhere around $22-23 million now, and I guess it caps off at the end of the run. And I don't remember when the run is. I didn't get a chance to look it up.
It goes to 2021, and it caps out at 28.751, and he'll be 27 years old at the time.
Again, in today's NBA, very manageable numbers, relatively speaking, just based on the direction things are going with their new collective bargaining agreement. But still, very unlikely that this is a guy that's moving along. And that's what I wanted to point out, because you were kind of inferring that he was moving along in free agency and that they were going to, that all was going to be gone.
He's not going anywhere,
Bob, because of the extension.
Yeah, no, not in free agency, but if they decide and he makes bones about, I need to get out of here, I want to get out of here, I'm going to be miserable for the next 3 years, you know, given that he'll play it this year and see how it plays out. You know, maybe they have to move him. No, I was aware of the extension. But, you know, here's a guy that, honestly, if you were starting a basketball team, you would give serious consideration to him being your first pick if you were starting up a team.
And at just 23 years old, no question.
And he's on one of the worst teams in the NBA.
Absolutely right. I mean, they're disappointing again. And I guess staying with some of the positives in the West, San Antonio, it just doesn't matter. The beat keeps going on. And there were some things I read. Kawhi Leonard not having as good a year on the defensive end of the floor as a team, not as good a year on the defensive end of the floor for San Antonio. But 9 out of their last 10. They knock off the Rockets last night, 23-5. Only a game and a half back of the Golden State Warriors. Pop is a great coach. It's a great organization. I still think they're one of the very best in all of the NBA. And they're a contender for the Western Conference Championship. They're as good a contender as anybody beyond the Golden State Warriors for that Western Conference crown and a trip back to the NBA Finals. And I mentioned Golden State. We thought it would take a while, or at least I did, you know, just because teams have to come together. It really ain't taken that long. It's been very, very seamless. They're 25-4, won five straight, 9 out of their last 10, and they're putting up 117.5 a night. So the adjustment that I expected to be there really hasn't been there. And they look right now, I guess, far and away the best team in the NBA. I mean, they toyed with Utah last night.
Yeah. I mean, look, Steph and Durant are getting it done 1-2. Zaza, your boy, slides right into the Andrew Bogut role. They're actually getting some play out of JaVale McGee, which that in itself is amazing. And, you know, look, they managed to upgrade a team that won the most games in the history of the NBA. That's pretty amazing in itself.
Yeah, definitely fair, Bob. You know, and like I said, I thought there'd be adjustments and struggles. There's been none. They just hit the ground running.
Well, you know what it is? You know what it is, Joe? And I think this will speak to your point. Kevin Durant is a very unselfish player. They can criticize him for making the move. They can criticize him for going to a team that was poised to win a championship last year. In reality, he is so unselfish that it makes Steve Kerr's job very easy to coach him into that system.
Fair enough. Well said. Swing to the east side of things, and obviously the Cavaliers on top again of the Eastern Conference. No surprise to anybody. The Raptors, you know, it's a group that's been together for a while and has a lot of talent. They're second. Everybody else is lagging behind. The Celtics at 16 and 12 have played okay. The Hornets have played okay. The Knicks have played okay. The team that stands out to me is kind of a disappointment, and we had a feeling with all the changes it might take a while. It's the Indiana Pacers. Larry Bird wanted a faster pace of play. Well, they may put up points to the tune of almost 105 a night, but they can't stop anybody. 106.2 points a night they're giving up. I have a feeling it will turn around at some point there. I think they're too talented not to, and I love the construction of that roster. But right now, the team that I thought could be the biggest challenger to the Cleveland Cavaliers, along with the Toronto Raptors out east, is sitting at 507th in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I mean, that one stuck out at me very, very much as well. I think, though, that your Golden State theory will fall into play with them. I think once they're around each other, I do think that they will continue to improve. Hawks are about right exactly where I thought they were going to be. I didn't like the addition by subtraction of Horford going somewhere else and Dwight Howard, who is what he is at this point in his career, coming on board. And I think they're going to struggle to make the playoffs. And I know, give them some time, the whole nine yards. But when you think about the fact they traded away their starting point guard and they moved Al Horford or let Al Horford walk and got Dwight Howard in there, well, you know, I'm not comfortable with that situation when you lose your two biggest pieces.
And that's after a good start where they were one of the surprises in the first month of the season in the NBA. They've kind of come crashing back to earth of late. And you know, they're at 500. They're in the eighth spot right now. There's some teams creeping up behind them. The Milwaukee Bucks and the Greek Freak has been amazing. Detroit's had their struggles, understand. Yeah. They haven't gotten that thing quite right yet. Same thing in Washington with the Wizards. It may take Orlando a little while to learn how to win. And then we'll head down to Philadelphia. You know, you're the worst team in the East. You've got seven wins on the season, but you're one of the most improved teams in the East in that you don't get blown out every night anymore. And you're starting to sort out deck chairs and find out what you have. And what you have, if he can keep his feet healthy and the minutes restriction keeps going up and up and up and up, in Joel Embiid, they have the best young true five in the NBA. He's on his way to passing everybody as far as the true old school five. I'm not talking about the Anthony Davis types. I'm talking about the real old school five. Yeah, he could step out and do some other things, but at the end of the day, he's a five. You know, he's up there with DeMarcus Cousins as the best, you know, those pure, pure fives. Not the hybrid fives, not the new school five, the old school five. What he's done in just a little over 20 minutes a night has been remarkable. They get Ben Simmons back at some point. They got a stacked front court. They got to find some backcourt pieces and sort out this logjam of seven-footers, see who stays, who goes, who gets time, and how it all fits together. And in a couple of years, because they're going to be in the lottery again, and they're probably going to be near the top of it, which means they're going to get another piece, and if they're smart, it'll be a backcourt piece this time around. They're going to have all kinds of money in free agency, and at some point when you start to see talent like Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid and others all come together there, along with another lottery pick, all of a sudden Philly doesn't become such a bad place to go, especially for a boatload of money. So the process starting to come together. A couple of years down the road, the process is going to pay some real dividends in Philadelphia.
Yeah, unfortunately for Nerlens Noel, it looks like the Gazinta theory is leaving him as the odd man out. They really like Dario Saric. The two-headed center is working right now. Maybe they have to address that down the line. But there's plenty of value to be had if you're looking at the 76er roster and you have a backcourt piece that needs to be moved. You know, Noel got a beautiful standing ovation from the home crowd, and because he has been very frustrated, and he talked to management about his role. But from all indications, it looks like he's going to be the piece that's going to be the odd man out.
Yeah, and I don't think that I don't know that they have much of a choice, and I think there may be multiple odd men out. Dario Saric is there to stay, and he will be a special forward. And you forgot all about Ben Simmons. So there's truly a logjam in that front court of young, talented front court players. I'm confident Nerlens Noel is gone. I'm also pretty confident that that Jahlil Okafor is gone too. Mm-hmm. They, you know, it's hard to play him, and they've tried to do it, him and Embiid on the court at the same time. Embiid's flexible enough to do it, but you're taking this great player and you end up moving him away from the basket. So you're not doing yourselves any favor there. And while I think Okafor is going to be a 20-10 guy in this league and a terrific offensive player, he's not the all-around factor in defensive force and athlete that Joel Embiid is. So while he's going to be probably an all-star for a long time and may turn out to be one of the best players in that draft, he's not Joel Embiid. That's the truth of the matter. So I could see them as they start sorting out deck chairs that both of those seven-footers go for quality backcourt pieces. That lottery pick becomes another backcourt piece. And all of a sudden, a couple of years down the road, the process comes together. Sam Hinkie gets none of the credit, but he was the architect and laid the foundation for it all. Andy Greeter, St. Paul Pioneer Press, joins us next. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it's at.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity. So I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, and we're joined by Andy Greeter. Andy Greeter from the St. Paul Pioneer Press, who covers not only Minnesota Gopher football, but Minnesota Timberwolf basketball as well. But we're here to talk some football, and he joins us this morning on the Attack. Andy, Bob Black, and Joe Spano, nice to have you with us. Andy, do we have you?
Yep, I'm here. Hello.
Okay, sorry about that. We had a bad connection there for a second. Thanks for joining us, Andy. For those in our audience who aren't aware of what's going on with Gopher football, why don't you give a little background to the listening audience on what's been going on up there the last couple of weeks?
On September 2nd, some Gophers were mentioned in a police report that included allegations of sexual assault. Four players were suspended and missed three games. And the county attorney's office had declined to press charges, citing insufficient evidence. The accusing woman is also involved in game day operations. She subsequently filed a restraining order against then six players, and that restraining order cost the Gophers from the ability to play in a game. They eventually settled that restraining order in early November. The Gophers were able to play in home games after that. And then on last Tuesday, 10 players were suspended. It was tied to a school investigation. That is a lower standard of putting together a case against the players, and they're suspended in relation to this original incident.
You know, and it's interesting that you say that, and you talked about the lower standard or burden of proof or threshold. What made the school go in this direction after due process had run its course and the legal system decided not to prosecute? You know, it's kind of an unusual measure for a university. These athletic departments, they try and get their players on the field. So it's a little surprising a lot of times when you hear the criminal justice system doesn't find doesn't find it feasible to press charges. They don't think they can get a conviction, yet they decided to suspend players in advance of a bowl game. Take us through the administration's thought process here.
Schools are legally obligated to conduct investigations into incidents of the sexual assault or alleged sexual assault based on Title IX. So once this issue is reported to the school, they're mandated to do their own independent investigation. And in the criminal justice system, there's beyond a reasonable doubt is the standard that's needed to be able to try someone in the court of law. And in schools, they need a preponderance of evidence. That means that one side is more believable than the other. And these investigations are supposed to take 60 days. This one took longer than that. It hasn't been fully completed yet. That 60 days is supposed to include all appellate motions, and this one has not included all appellate motions. So it's taken longer than what is usually the process, but this is standard. This isn't anything that is done that's different. In 2011, President Obama sent the Dear Colleague letter, which tried to increase the efforts to try and make sexual assault and Title IX investigations more prominent and more serious. And it seems like this is a direct correlation to that, even though it's a few years later.
That's interesting. And it's led to the suspension of 10 players and then other teammates temporarily at least boycotting the Holiday Bowl. Where does that stand right now?
That boycott was ended on Saturday morning. The Gophers felt like the bowl game, their boycott was, there were bigger things than their boycott. There was the influence of the Title IX investigation report that was leaked that had some pretty loose details.
And
Andy, you there?
Hello? Yeah,
there we go. You're back. Okay, that's okay.
Problem with my phone there for a second.
Nah, hey, we understand. Continue along. You're explaining. Obviously, we were all aware that the players ended their protest, and you were kind of giving us the genesis of their decision and their reversal of field. So, kind of dive back into that, if you would.
Yeah. So they felt like it was a bigger thing to play in the bowl game, that a lot of people had come before them and set a standard to play in the bowl. And they also wanted to clear the air about their support for sexual assault victims, and they felt like that was not something that was communicated well enough and represented clearly enough, or interpreted by the media clear enough during their original boycott. So they want to take that platform and express to people that is who they are and what they're about, and they also wanted to continue to show that they felt like their teammates were not given a fair due process through the school system. So those are some of the reasons that they decided to end the boycott after less than 2 days.
This is my final one on the boycott and the situation there itself before we maybe move on, and maybe Bob has something else in that regard. But eventually we're going to move on to the game itself, the Holiday Bowl, always a fun contest. And very quietly, the Gophers had a terrific year. But I guess Coach Clays, you know, obviously he alluded to his support of the boycott from his players, perhaps putting his job in jeopardy. Talk a little bit about the ground that Coach Clays stands on right now with the Golden Gophers administration.
That's an interesting question. He said that when they made the decision to boycott, that there was a, quote, great chance that he might lose his job. He said on Sunday when he spoke to the media that he sensed communications with Athletic Director Mark Coyle, and they've been good, quote, very good. So that's where he says things are, but he was in a tough spot. He needed to, A, be in line with his bosses and their decision to suspend the players, and he also needed to support and try to lead his team. And President Eric Kaler said that that's a difficult spot to be in, and he understands that Coach Clays is pulled in two different spots. But his job status, I think, is still very much up in the air.
Well, you know, it was interesting, and I want to just follow up one last thing on the coach. Was he blindsided by the players coming to him and talking to him about the boycott? Or was it something perhaps that he anticipated? Because it seems to me he was literally stuck between the rock and the hard place. Nobody is going to endorse any level of sexual assault or mistreatment. But he also had to have the back of his players, and it seems as if he got a little blindsided by their boycott.
I don't know if he got blindsided. I think that he was aware of the severity of the situation. This has been something that's been around the program since early September. He was, last Wednesday, he was in San Diego for a Holiday Bowl press conference, and then he came back on Thursday and met with the team, and they talked through all of the possible fallouts. So he was, you know, certainly in the room when these decisions were made, it sounds like, and told them about the consequences.
Let's get to the game itself. Holiday Bowl matchup to me is intriguing in that these are two teams with two distinctly different styles. The Minnesota Golden Gophers, they get pedestrian quarterback play. It's a pedestrian passing game. Boy, can they pound the rock, run the football, and play defense. And their opposition in Washington State is a very wide-open offense led by Luke Falk. Talk a little bit about this matchup and how you see this very intriguing matchup playing out in that the styles of these teams are so diametrically opposed.
I think it really boils down to the fact that of these 10 suspended players, the majority of them aren't impact players, but the ones that are include a starting cornerback, a starting safety, a nickelback, and the Gophers certainly would have needed those guys to try to control a great passing offense that Washington State has. So I really think it boils down to that matchup. And I think the Gophers are really, really behind the eight ball. And will have a very difficult time trying to stop Washington State being shorthanded like they will be.
You know, one last one for me, and I'll turn it back over to Joe. Is Coach Clay's going to be on the sideline coaching this football team?
That's a good question. I think that he will be, but we'll see.
You know, final one from me, and it's kind of back to the game, and maybe it will take it towards the preparation for the game. We've seen the protest. We've heard all the rumblings around Coach Clay's and everything else. They're behind the eight ball because of the personnel they lost. Are they also behind the eight ball in a major way because of the truncated preparation and the outside distractions, while Washington State is just like, all right, you know, we'll take our short plane ride or a nice little trip down I-5 and we'll go play a football game with most of our pieces intact while we're taking on an opposition that's done anything but think about football?
Yeah, certainly. I think the bowl prep has been distracted by this boycott and these suspensions. There's no doubt about that. This is a huge story that included a lot of attention and a lot of issues surrounding it. And Washington State has not had any of this. So, yeah, I certainly see that as being a part of this, and this is going to hang over the bowl game throughout because these players aren't coming back. There isn't a resolution. There's currently uncertainty with Coach. There's no doubt about that.
You know, I saw your article where they have lost a recruit out of Oklahoma, but it was an anticipated loss. Any blowback on the recruiting front yet? And also, we would like your social media and all the various different ways that we can find you before we let you go.
There hasn't been any other recruiting issues at this point. I think the Gophers are happy about that. I think that they've worked hard to try to show this as one incident that has been resolved in certain formats. This isn't a new incident. I think initially people thought that this was another issue or another thing that had happened, and that's not the case. You can read my stuff at TwinCities.com, and I'm on Twitter at Andy Greeter.
Well, Andy, we appreciate the couple minutes. You know, it's an ongoing story, and I guess when the axe either falls or doesn't fall on Coach, it'll be a continuing story. But we'll touch base down the line. We'd love to have you back on.
Okay, sounds great, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Andy Greeter, Joe. And covering the story inside and out, it's quite the interesting situation up there in Gopherland.
Sure is, Bob, and it overshadows a very good year for the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And they go into the Holiday Bowl next week after Christmas with a bit of an uphill climb to deal with. In that Washington State's been free and easy in their prep. They have their full complement of players. The exception, of course, is the loss to injury late in the year of River Craycraft, who was their number two receiver. And if you look at the Washington State offense since Craycraft went out, they've struggled. It would have boded very well for Minnesota had all this ugliness not transpired. Now I really do think with the defections and all the outside issues, they are truly behind the eight ball in the Holiday Bowl. We'll tie a bow around it for Hump Day Edition next on the attack. We're Span on Black, no flipping.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish.
Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto, and very fluid situation up in Minnesota, Joe. I don't know the coach is going to survive this. I really don't.
I don't know either. I mean, I don't know that I can proffer an opinion one way or another. The guy that's closer to this story than just about anybody, Andy Greeter, couldn't tell us. So I don't know that I can proffer an opinion either.
And Jerry Kill lands another job. He's going to be the offensive coordinator at Rutgers. And he's been at Kansas.
Program's in turmoil, boy. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, with everything that went on with his health, I don't anticipate him taking another head coaching position. But it was an interesting move as he was associate athletic director at Kansas State. And it also makes me wonder whether or not that him leaving the program in Minnesota, I don't know if it was him wanting to distance himself or perhaps there were a little bit of hard feelings once he left.
You know, Bob, again, not something that, not close enough to these situations. I don't know enough about them to really proffer any kind of opinion. Again, I'll go back to what I said, you know, especially as it relates to Coach Clay's in Minnesota. If Andy Greeter, the guy that covers this the way he does, we asked him, Coach, going to be, I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
So it's so, you know, fluid is the right word, but it's so unclear what's going to happen going forward that I really struggle to give you any great answers, which is unusual for me because I'm usually pretty, you know, No, I'm usually pretty willing to put myself out there when I have some kernel of an opinion. I don't have one here.
I'm getting the feeling, I mean, just, you know, reading the articles and everything, he was willing to put himself on the line and there's something to be said for loyalty. Perhaps the administration recognizes that and they keep him. I think he may survive it.
Okay. Well, that's a wrap for this hump day edition of The Attack. Let's thank Andy Greeter for joining us. We thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening, we got to thank Robert, too. He pushed most of the right buttons some of the time. We want to make sure that you, wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow when we come at you with a brand new Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.